Game Time with Nick Baugh
on 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
Recruiting never sleeps.
Yes, sir. Let's bring him in, Brian Munson.
Is this kid going to end up in Lincoln to next year wondering if he's going to play?
And neither does Brian Munson.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com.
Nebraska's looking for those bigger guys that can put on the island, play some bump and run, get physical, and really knock those guys off the route.
Mr. Munson!
He's a guy that, to me, I felt like he should have played both sides of the football.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com.
He had to really work to get back on Nebraska's radar, and his persistence has really paid off.
Now here's a Husker recruiting update from Brian Munson on Game Time.
We're rocking and rolling already, man.
Let's bring him in! Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com. Mr. Munson, how are you?
I'm doing well. Sounds like Corey's off to have a little,
yeah.
little coaching, huh?
Yeah, he's off for baby number two. So he ran out of here and he was sprinting. It was good. It was you forget what that adrenaline, that look is like, but he had it. he had it, man. He had it. He was out. It was pretty good. But
To be young.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So let's start with. Let's start with the good news, and then we'll work into some of the frustrating aspects of this Troy loss. And the good news is about Chris Hickman. I mean, that's a it's too bad lost in the kind of the shuffle of the disappointment of the Troy loss. I mean, Nebraska got a huge commitment out of the Burke star. What I guess put into perspective why this is so important.
Yeah, it's actually a huge one. First of all, Hickman's probably one of the first guys in the state of Nebraska and for the 2019 class that I reviewed his film, you know, and I was shocked at what kind of talent he was. The length, the athleticism, and then to hear basically nothing come out of his mouth about Nebraska was a little bit frustrating. But you dig deeper into it, and you understand that this is not a traditional Nebraska in-state guy. This is a guy that was born in Austin, Texas, that moved to Nebraska, that subsequently doesn't have those types of allegiances that typically that a kid from, you know, being in-state has when it comes to being recruited by Nebraska. So that was the first thing. But, I mean, I think one of the things that I'm addressing tomorrow on my Tunnel Talk is that, you know, I'm a pretty firm believer that if a coaching change doesn't take place, and specifically I'll even cite this too, if Barrett Rood's not part of Scott Frost's staff, I'm not sure if either Henrich or Hickman end up in Nebraska. I really feel like he's a guy that closed the gap there for him and closed him out.
Nice.
So I think Hickman to me also offensively looks a lot like Evan Engram from New York Giants. I put this down in my article for tomorrow. I think he's got this not a true Y, but more of a hybrid Y kind of thing. And I think it's missing currently from the offense.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, you could take Hickman and put a lot of size on him and put him over on the defensive side of the football and put him as a 3-4 outside linebacker. And you'd also have a playmaker there too.
Yeah, I mean, he's you're right. I mean, he's a versatile guy. Like, ultimately, do you see him if when you kind of crystal ball what he'll the role? How do you see his role at Nebraska in this offense?
I see a guy in the offensive if he plays offense at
yep.
Nebraska, and I say if
yep.
I think he's a guy that moves around and tries to create mismatches. I think the one thing that Nebraska fans are very excited about is the youth and the size that they have at the tight end position. But if you take Stoll and you take Rafton, you take Allen, you kind of put them all side by side. Yeah, there's a few inches of height here and there, but relatively the same. They're all kind of used by the same cookie cutter. It's you've got relatively the same athleticism, relatively the same speed, more of a true Y, less of a hybrid Y, a guy that could slide out to X, guy that could move back to the H, guy that you could put into the U, guy that you could just kind of move around like a Mike McNeil,
yeah,
you know, kind
yeah.
of guy that could do something like that. I think Hickman is that type of player. I think when you start adding together all the pieces of the Nebraska offense, if the speed at the tight end position does not improve, I think that there's something that kind of keeps holding it back. And I know that the tight end position has been part of more negative plays so far this season than it has positive for Nebraska fans. I think that that's going to change, obviously, and I think that there will be some familiarity and some chemistry that's going to develop between Martinez and Bunch with the tight ends, and that the role is going to grow. But I think unless that position has a little bit different look at a guy that's, you know, a guy that's a little bit different looking and has some more athleticism like a Hickman, you know, this offense is going to evolve even more. I think that speed element comes to light even more as a guy that can really work the middle of the field, that can really work the understuff, that can get matched up to a linebacker or safety and just completely abuse them. And I think that his size, he's taller. He's 2 inches taller than Evan Engram is. I mean, he's really got a lot of things going for him in the tools department.
All right, let's talk about this football team that 0-2. No one really saw 0-2 in the cards, but it's just been kind of one of those things where anything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Even though both games felt different, you could argue that it was the same things that cost Nebraska both games: penalties, turnovers, and special teams. Right?
I totally agree with you. I wrote about this as well. It's come down to this organization or just where the same failures seem to kind of, you know, rear its ugly head, where if it's going to go wrong, the Darwinism, if it's going to go wrong, it will. I would think from an emphasis perspective of being a ball carrier, that going from 1 week to the next where you have three turnovers, that you want to be extra cautious, and it just never seemed to resonate, you know, or you never really ever saw it on the field, or it never translated very well. And obviously I don't think people really truly appreciate the difference that's there at the quarterback position when you take Martinez out and you put Bunch in, and what's happened at the quarterback position with Jedia transferring out and only having one scholarship player there with, you know, that's really eligible, not counting Vedrill. It's really one of those situations like where the perfect storm playing out for the staff at the quarterback position, it's here. And
right.
It was there last week. I
right.
mean, it's just, they just never really planned, I think, number one, on Jedia leaving, and number two, on Adrian Martinez getting hurt, and both those things happen, you know, in three quarters of football. And it's just unbelievable to me. But again, Martinez not only coming back, but I think things will start to get back towards a regular path. It's just the competition is going to get tougher. And I think you start looking at the calendar now on that schedule that becomes just brutal as the months go on here, and you wonder if or when Nebraska is going to get that first win. And that's tough to kind of look at the schedule and kind of see it now.
Brian Munson's my guest. Brian, for you, what, because something that Frost has talked about and Troy Walters has talked about, in trying to get more wide receivers in the mix. What wide receiver are you most surprised hasn't kind of made an impact yet?
I think I would go ahead and say, because he was kind of the guy that everybody was talking about leading up to the season because of all the videos, I think Mike Williams would be the first guy I would bring up. I think closely behind that would be a Ty John Lindsay. I'm somewhat surprised more of a physical guy like a Javon McQuitty hasn't had a little bit more of a role when it comes to the offense. I mean, really going out there and just crushing it, there's just not that guy that's, you know, I think Morgan's as close to that guy as possible, and I think J.D. Spielman's like right behind that. But I mean ultimately I think the involvement of the wide receiver position as a whole, it needs to get better. There have been some drops, there have been some missed blocks, there have been some situations where they've tried to get the wide receiver position involved in different ways, and it hasn't worked out the way that they had kind of called it, you know, with the sweeps when they're using JD around or they're using Ty John around. Those haven't been gainers. Those have not been situations there where they have been able to go ahead and rely upon that position to use some misdirection and use their speed. It just has not worked the way that they had kind of hoped it would. I think that overall they've got to be more consistent. I think the blocking has got to get there. I think they have to be go ahead and try to make things happen without the risk of putting the ball on the ground and causing a turnover. And I think ultimately it's still one of the biggest strengths when it comes to that team, you know, obviously on the offensive side of the football, but definitely on that team, And I think that it's going to be one of those things that they can slowly but surely depend upon to go ahead and really kind of get things going and getting them straightened. If they can get that all in sync right there, and those wide receivers are out there doing their job, I think it's as good a group that's in the conference anyway. So I just think it's just a matter of time, and just kind of everybody just needs to kind of just get relaxed and go dial it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well. Brian Munson. Hopefully next Thursday we're talking about Nebraska finally getting in the win column. Could be tough, but you never know.
You're taking the points.
I am, man, on the
Twitter feed, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you what.
Chugging the Kool-Aid. I'm chugging the Frost Kool-Aid. I'm drunk on Frost Kool-Aid, Brian. That's what's happening over here. Okay, that's what's happening. I think Martinez is going to play. They're going to make it interesting. That's what I think. That's my read.
Let's definitely hope that we talked about that. But good luck to Corey and his wife.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks, Brian.
Later, bro.
You got it. Brian Munson, Ravels.com, HuskerOnline.com. All right. We got a lot of breaks to make up here, and then we'll get our crossover game right with John and Josh next.